It's not like a Claudia Conway, look at me skanking it up. It's not like that. It's right. just clearly a 13-year-old mentality talking about what's good about being the daughter of a senator, what's bad about it.
When you're 15, 16 years old and you're out there like shaking your boobs, I don't know. It's you're still a kid, man. You're still a kid. And that is just weird to me.
Welcome to another Deep Dive with the Chicks on the Right podcast. Today, I can't promise that there's not going to be some snark because I know you're in a mood. I'm in a mood.
Yeah, I'm in a mood today. I'm kind of in a foul mood. So I'm probably going to take it out on some people that probably may or may not deserve it, like a little bit of my snark. I'm just in a mood. So buckle in, everybody. Buckle in.
That's right. And quick reminder to tell everybody to make sure to visit our friends at mypillow.com/chicks. It's 40% off of the MyPillow squeezy kitten fur technology slippers and moccasins, the things that hug your feet in a bundle of love and warmth. And they're so perfect for this season. So perfect for this season. So if you haven't gotten those, now's the time. It's 40% off, 50% off the mattress toppers. There's no better time to get all the discounts on all the things.
All the discounts. All the things, you guys. There's so many things you can get too, besides the mattress toppers and the moccasins and slippers and cardigans and little mini pillows. And I mean, just every single thing you want to buy there. So just go buy all the things. Buy them all. All the discounts, all the things. Do it.
MyPillow.com/chicks. Okay, so we have to tread a little carefully, a little lightly.
Do we? Okay.
Well, I mean, we should, because we're talking about children. And when we talk about children, we have to tread lightly. So the reason that we're talking about children is because yet another prominent politician's daughter has taken to social media to counter her parents' viewpoints and, in general, act like a disobedient brat.
Right. She is. So this is Caroline Cruz. Caroline Cruz, you know, because we haven't heard a lot from Claudia Conway. It's been like a good year and a half since we've really heard her about her, what she's doing, how she did with American Idol. I was expecting her star to just take off. She was going to be the next Kelly Clarkson, you know? We were really expecting her to just really take off with her incredible singing voice, and that didn't happen. So we were all shocked and dismayed by that, right?
So very, very shocked and dismayed, indeed.
So I was very shocked when that didn't occur. And so we've been waiting for the past year to see, you know, what's been going on. And we can give you an update on her in a second. But now the new politician's daughter du jour is Caroline Cruz, who is 13. They're getting younger.
Very, very young indeed. Now, let's just take a quick trip down memory lane to the first time that we were ever introduced to Little Miss Caroline. And that was in a commercial for her dad's a campaign ad. And they were having some trouble. There were a couple bloopers. This is the blooper reel of Caroline and her younger sister trying to say, We approve this message.
So, yeah, it was super, super cute. It's so cute.
It was precious. So here is, let me make sure this is turned up. Here we go. Here's this.
I'm Ted Cruz, and we approve this message. Okay, a little bit faster, though. That was good. I'm Ted Cruz, and we approve this message. I'm Ted Cruz, and we approve this message.
They were having some trouble with their line, which was absolutely precious.
Right. He's like, a little faster. Come on, girls, get it together. All right, get it together. And then they finally did it right. And it was really cute. And that was her. So what's her sister's name? I can't remember.
I can tell you it is Catherine.
Okay. So it's Caroline, and Catherine is the 11-year-old. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So Catherine is the same age as my daughter. And then Caroline is the 13-year-old, going on 21.
26.
Right. She seems a lot older, and they're not that far apart in age, but man, what a difference a couple years makes, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
But she apparently wrote in her TikTok bio, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ma, because you're a TikToker. I am not, because I am anti-TikTok, because it's a Chinese app. that steals your information, and no children should be on it, in my personal opinion. But anyways, she wrote, you know, her pronouns, like she, her, and then she put next to that bi, B-I. So mm-hmm. apparently she has come out, much to the delight of the LGBTQIAXYZ community. They're very excited about the fact that this daughter of a prominent right-wing politician has come out and said that she is she's 13. You know what I mean?
Like, how do you even know? You don't know,
right?
You don't know.
You don't know.
I mean,
know.
Chances are this girl doesn't even have her period yet. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Or she just started it and she's like, I'm bi, you guys. I'm bi. You know? I mean, I find it so, I'm disturbed. One, that she's on this app. I mean, it's not my decision. I'm not her parent. But then two, the vultures are coming in and they're like, oh my God, you like from that community. They're like, you guys, she's, you know, she's
one of us.
She's right. And then they're like, oh, let's embrace her. And she's trying to break free from her evil father, and who is a right winger, hates all gays. And I mean, it's like the stuff that's like circling around this, I find it all gross. It's just gross. All of it is gross. And I guess part of it to me is that I hate that she was out there to begin with, to be exposed to all this, not exposed to the LGBTQ stuff, but just exposed to having herself put out there where people could kind of grab at her.
Yeah. Well, and the mistake that she obviously made is that her profile was public at the time. So, and I don't know, we don't know if her parents knew that she had a TikTok. We have no idea if Ted and Heidi were aware of it or only became aware of it once it kind of exploded and got shared a million times, because now it's private now. And there are two accounts, by the way. She has one and then she has like a backup, and now they're both private. And so why she's allowed on it, I have no idea. That's obviously their call. But clearly, the reason that I heard about this first was a couple weeks back when, I think it was the Dallas Morning News or whatever that newspaper is. You would know better than me.
Dallas Morning News, I think. You're right.
Dallas Morning. Okay. So they had a write-up about this, and their headline was so ridiculous because it said something like, Ted Cruz's daughter reveals that she disagrees with her father. And it was like this giant headline. And I was like, nowhere in the headline did it say that she's 13. And I was like, find me a 13-year-old who doesn't disagree with their parent.
Right, exactly. I mean, she's a teenager, so of course she's going to disagree with her father. Yeah, but they're trying to paint. Now they're going to run with this. And since people, you know, hate right-wingers and really hate Ted Cruz because he is so out there, he is, you know, one of the guys who's one of the most popular on our side of the aisle, they're going to paint this. They're going to take it and paint it as she hates her father and he must be doing something wrong for her to hate him. Or maybe she's just 13, you know?
Right.
Maybe she's just a 13-year-old who is caught up in what a lot of kids these days get caught up in, and that is the social media bullshit that they get into, and they see all the things and they hear all the things. And, you know, she happens to be in a situation where, frankly, you know, she has Secret Service, right? I mean, doesn't she have like some sort of...
Yeah. And that's actually one of the things that she complains about in her video, which we'll show in just a second. I wanted to share too the Christmas card that was posted online, because apparently there's this chick on Twitter who said, my aunt somehow got onto Ted Cruz's mailing list and can't unsubscribe. So every single year she gets a Christmas card from them. We are raging leftists. And so
just to back up. So she's complaining about getting a Christmas card because she's a leftist.
Her aunt gets it.
Well, I mean, like, so what, they get a Christmas card? You know what I mean? Like, why would they complain about
it?
Well,
I think she just posted it. She just posted this to like make fun of the photo. The elder daughter, clearly not happy, right? Not happy at all to be in this photo. And it's not the only photo where, again, she just looks
miserable,
absolutely miserable. Mm-hmm. And so this becomes, these photos become important for the story because of what she's wearing, right? Like, so you can see that she's in brown pants and like a little spaghetti strap tank top.
Like tank sweater is what it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that has been manipulated, as we have learned. And so I will just show the video that is now, I don't think it's available on TikTok anymore, or at least it's private. So I'm gonna show this video on my phone because it's the only way that I can play it. And somehow, I don't even know how I can play it because you can't play it even though you sent it to me.
No, I can't. For some reason, I sent it to you and I cannot open it. Like, it won't open for me. So it's really interesting. So they've locked it down somehow, but you got some magic touch with it.
I apparently have magical powers. So, and what's interesting is it's not like a Claudia Conway, look at me skanking it up. It's not like that. It's right. Just... clearly a 13-year-old mentality talking about what's good about being the daughter of a senator, what's bad about it. And so here it is.
I got a lot of new followers because of my father. I was thinking I could like pros and cons because some people were asking, I don't know. So some of the good things are we get like candy and gifts in the mail, and we also get to travel sometimes. Some of the bad things are I literally have to have security following me everywhere. Like if I want to go on a walk through the neighborhood or like to my friend's house or something, I have to have like 2 security guards behind me the entire time. Also, a lot of people judge me based upon him at first glance, but I really disagree with most of his views. Also, on the Christmas card, they literally made my shirt longer.
So that's the super scandalous video, right? I mean, it's fine. She's just admitting she disagrees with her dad. She's admitting she likes to wear the skanky little outfits. That's it. That's the big hullabaloo.
I mean, she's 13. I remember when I was... 13, 14, I would try to get out of the house with skirts that were probably shorter than they should have been at that time. Right. And then I would, you know, there was like the fingertip test, right? Or my dad, you know, would probably be like, and then I'd be like, oh, but it's totally fine. My skirt's totally long enough. You know what I mean? So I understand, but for a Christmas card, like for a Christmas card, you think that there'd be a conversation where it'd be like, listen, a crop top is probably not the most appropriate thing for a Christmas card, you know?
Like, well, if you look at that card, it looks like there was a fight about that very thing.
There probably was. You're absolutely right. So, I mean, bottom line is she's probably going through some like teenage angst, and it just sucks that it's on
the national stage now. But how do they not have that kind of locked up? You know what I mean? That's what I mean, she does now. It's private now. And I'm sure her parents had something to do with that. But the fact that it was out there ever at all.
Yeah.
What in the world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
The youth. This is all part of being youthful and having youth. That is something that we have to actually use skincare to try to achieve now. And I have an email from Jen Dudek, who wrote, "Hi, Mock and Daisy. I am pleased to report that I took advantage of the Genucel most popular product sale and received my order right before Christmas. It was basically my gift to myself. I got it for a better price than I even imagined. I was so excited to get my order, but when I opened the box, I noticed one of the products was missing. So I contacted them and they got back to me immediately, sent me the missing item right away. It has been about 3 weeks of using Genucel and I am noticing my skin is much more soft and smooth. My 11s and forehead lines have decreased significantly. Thank you both for your amazing recommendation. I'm going to take advantage of this great price for the most popular products and grab another set so that I don't run out," which is it's great thinking because right now it's still clearance. It's New Year's clearance pricing and it is still 60% off.
Which is such a great deal. So if you guys can get stuff at 60% off, like get two, load up. That's what I do. I always have like an extra set on hand just in case, because I've run out of stuff really easily. So I like to have like 2 sets of everything on hand. I never used to do that with other skincare. I do that with Genucel. So,
well, and 60% off of like super high quality skincare is nothing to sneeze at. You guys should take advantage. Just go to lovegenucel.com/chicks and you get free shipping too. So, I mean, it's basically the best of all the worlds. Is what I'm saying.
Totally.
All right. So update on Claudia. So when I was talking to you about this morning, I was like, I don't even know what's going on with Claudia. And I am on the TikTok, as you know. And so you sent me the most disgusting pictures of her from her Instagram.
Right.
Where I think, was it Halloween? Please tell me it was Halloween.
I hope that it was Halloween because it looked like she had like blood all over her. It's like, yeah, I hope that it was Halloween. And this is the thing though, right? I mean, it's like you want to tell these kids, especially kids who are in the spotlight because of their parents and whatnot, or their parents allow them to be in the spotlight. You want to tell them, no, this is not right. Don't do this, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But then, you know, they get a taste for it. They're allowed to get out there. They get a taste for it, or they're emboldened to do these things. And then they get all these followers and they're propped up and they make money from it, which I think is precisely what Claudia's done because she's made some money off of this.
How does that even work? She's still underage.
I think TikTokers can do that. I mean, there's a lot of young TikTokers and stuff who have made tons of money on TikTok, you know, just kind of like YouTube, right? Remember the YouTubers, all the young, God, these people make way more money than we'll ever imagine making, right? Because these are TikTokers and YouTubers and wouldn't even know how to do that kind of stuff. I mean, these people are like, I'm a TikToker and I make millions. It's like, how do you do that?
Well, and she's got like 1.6 million followers on TikTok.
Right. This cleavage all over. I mean, it's like she's 16 and doing
well, I think
that.
She's 17 now, but still.
But she still was doing that when she was 16 years old, which technically she's still, I mean, such a kid. She's a kid, you know? And so, you know, this is the thing is that these are kids who are out in the social media, like arena, and they're being, I don't want to say promiscuous, but they're using their bodies and their sex appeal to make money. That's what they're doing. Yeah. In essence, that's what a lot of these, and I just have, it's just icky to me. It's icky. I mean, and I'm not even a prude. I'm not. Once you get to a certain age, you do you. I don't really care. But when you're like when you're a kid, I just go, ugh, it's just so weird. It's just so weird to me. I just don't like it. It's just bizarre. But she's managed to get a really great following by posting very promiscuous pictures and doing the, you know, and doing the TikToks and dissing her mother. And this is, you know, people love it. People eat it up.
Well, I checked her TikTok and she's not dissing her mother any longer. And I looked on Twitter. Now, she's not active on Twitter anymore. The last post she had was this past summer, but she left a very interesting thread back in July of last summer. Like, I don't know if it was a goodbye from Twitter thread or if she just wanted to make this statement and just move everything to TikTok. But she said on July 2nd, she said, "Hello, beautiful people. I have things to say, so I'm going to make this a thread. Every day brings a new start, a new opportunity to project love and forgiveness out to the world. As a young girl in the spotlight, I know I've overlooked that opportunity periodically. My social media presence is far from who I am. I preach love and harmony, and I would never want to use my presence to display malevolent intentions. My family life has been brought into the spotlight, and it should not have. I can report that things are much better. The love I have for my family will never deteriorate. We all have our flaws. We all have our days. We're all human. Time teaches you maturity and forgiveness. It relieves," I think she means it reveals, but she put, "it reveals your naivete and ignorance if you allow it to. I'm young, I'm learning. Contrary to popular belief, the mainstream media, especially intruding on a teenager's life, only accounts for 0.01% of what's going on. What you see is not always the truth. I took many steps back and handled my personal life offline, and things are better than ever. I can finally, unfortunately, tell you with all the elation in my heart that I'm happy, safe. Forgiveness has taught me a lot. I love my mother, and she will always inspire me despite our public conflicts. I'm proud that we're living proof of breaking the cycle. I'm excited to see what this life has to offer. I want to use my presence to spread light, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. I love all of you beautiful people endlessly, especially those who doubt me. Thank you for your love and support." And that was it.
Like, that's wonderful, right? I mean, I love that. I think that's great. But the fact is that people will always remember her as... It's like the whole putting the toothpaste back in the tube. People always remember her as hating her mother and all that terrible stuff. She got popular and she got all the notoriety by hating her Republican mother. You see what I'm saying? And so now we're seeing it happen again with Caroline Cruz. It's like the media jumped. I mean, can't she see that they used her? They used her.
Well, it was a very symbiotic using, right? Because she used the public to gain fame and fortune and... Yeah.
But it was all in the name of, you know, sort of, I hate this whole notion of conservatism. I hate conservatism. I hate my mom, who's a Republican. I hate Trump. I hate everything that these people stand for. And I'm going to jump on that bandwagon to gain this popularity, which she did. And which I think that, I mean, I don't, right or wrong, it that's what happened. And then the media gave her that attention and she got that popularity and she rode that wave, which I guess is, but she's admitting now, I was a child and I'm growing. And so by the time she gets to be in her 20s, she may look back and be like, that was, I don't know. We don't know what she's going to look back and say. I'm glad that she's getting along with her mom. And I mean, I would have probably surmised that she would have, but it just sucks that she had to do that out in the open in front of everybody. Yeah. You know?
Well, and it's interesting too, because now ever since, I guess it was, well, she was, I saw TikToks of hers in November and then there was a break and now she's back. And again, they're all just like, here are my boobs. Here's me dancing provocatively. Here's me like right. looking like I want to have sex with the camera. That's her entire persona on TikTok. And so, you know, it's so interesting to me because I'm like, so is this what feminists wanted? Is for women to display their sexuality in order to cave to the patriarchy? Because that's exactly what they're doing. They're literally giving men what they want and then trying to say, look at me, strong, powerful woman.
Right.
How do they square that? You know what I mean?
And then they say, don't look at me. Don't look at this. Don't objectify me. It's like, what? Pick a lane. Pick a freaking lane. Like, I don't understand what they're doing. Like, none of us do. We don't understand what they're doing because they're constantly, they're going against what everything. It's this or it's this. It's like one day they have a split personality. Feminists basically have a split personality. This is why I can't take them seriously. Nobody can. If you have a shred of intelligence in your brain, you cannot take them seriously at all. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wish her the best. And I hate it for Caroline Cruz because I know that she's starting to follow in the footsteps, although she hasn't really started putting a lot of the skanky pictures up yet. I hope that she doesn't do that.
Well, she's showing up in some of her friends' TikToks wearing clothes that I cannot believe Ted Cruz would have allowed her out of a house in. But again, that's not my kid.
But it's funny that when you say that, like if people listen to this and they're on the left, they'll be like, that is so on brand. Like people will say that because they'll say those chicks are so, they're prudish. I can't, you know, it's like, of course I bet you they don't let their kids wear, you know, you have boys, but I mean, I have two girls and I bet they would say that Daisy probably doesn't let her girls, you know, wear short shorts to school. No, I mean, I don't. She has a public school and she has a dress code. I mean, you know, it's like they have a dress code there, but even so she's 11 years old, 11, 12, 13. When she's 16, there are certain things I don't want her wearing while she's under this roof. I just don't want her, you know, it's like, there's a certain way you want to carry yourself. You don't want to look like a skank.
Right.
I don't think there's anything wrong with raising a girl to not be that way. I think that's okay. I think you should be proud of that as a woman. You want to be bright and you want to carry yourself with, you know, composure and decency and have some sense of, I mean, it's not even, I don't even want to say modesty because we've had fights with people about that before, you know, but I mean, there's a line, right? There's a line. And when you're 15, 16 years old and you're out there like shaking your boobs, I don't know. It's, you're still a kid, man. You're still a kid. And that is just weird to me.
I know. Well, you're still a kid and you're still like in your parents' house. Your parents are like giving you dinner. They're telling you to eat your veggies and to also eat your meat. And the best place to get all the meat is omahasteaks.com. And if you use keyword chicks in the search field at omahasteaks.com, you'll get 50% off of the Heartland Favorites pack. That's got all the good stuff in it. All of it.
God, I love it. Does this one have the tartlets in it? Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Because the apple tartlets are, I mean, you can have those for breakfast, you guys. They're so great. You're going to get them and you're going to be like, I need to have these every day. And their chicken breasts are amazing too. Listen, Omaha Steaks is known for their steaks, but their chicken breasts are to die for. They're so good.
And their pork chops. Everything from there is so good. It's so well packaged. And so if you're struggling with, you know, finding things at the grocery store, just order yourself stuff from Omaha Steaks. You know you're going to get it shipped straight to your door. It's so handy. And 50% off right now. Plus you get 4 free chops and 4 chicken breasts for free when you order that Heartland Favorites pack using keyword chicks at omahasteaks.com.
Okay, so I mean, I think we were pretty kind. I think we were somewhat kind, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's hard not to judge a little bit. It's hard not to judge and just be like, how are you letting a 13-year-old be on TikTok saying these things on a public account? How?
I think a lot of parents feel pressure to let their kids do social media, Mock. A lot of kids are on it. And a lot of parents are like, well, all the kids are doing it. And so, I mean, it's younger and younger kids are getting on these social media platforms. Just like younger and younger kids are getting phones and then they're finding ways on the social media platform. So, you know, parents just have to be super diligent, right? If you want to keep your kids off these platforms, you have to stalk them. They find ways on them. Their kids are going to be kids. Teenagers are going to be even worse, right? I mean, they're going to sneak around and they're going to find ways on these platforms. But once you see that they're on there, oh, God,
you should be monitoring and like saying, this is not okay. This needs to be private. You can't be just saying all the things. What are you doing?
Right.
We got a review on our Apple Podcast platform. We did. Someone said, this is Jana Howard, wrote about our podcast, great fun and funny way of getting my daily news. And so we appreciate that. Anytime you leave a comment or a review on the iTunes Apple Podcast platform, that is super helpful for us. So we appreciate that very, very much.
We love it. We love reviews. So keep them coming. And all the places that people can find us, first and foremost, go to our website, you guys. That's like the big place where you can find all things chicks. Okay. So that's chicksontheright.com. And then our Facebook page, we have like a gajillion Facebook pages. We have our regular Facebook page, which is Chicks on the Right. Then we have a Chicks on the Right group page. And then we have a Chicks on the Right insiders page, which is really cool. For like a nominal fee, you can join this fantastic group of people. And it's troll free. It's an amazing group of folks that are like-minded. It's very safe. I mean, not to sound like a liberal hippie or anything, but it's a very safe place where you could go in there. They're just wonderful friends. They visit each other. They pray for each other. They're fantastic. It's just, they're awesome, awesome people. So that's a great option for you if you're into that. What are some other places that people can find us, Mock?
Well, we're on the Twitter, the Rumble, the Getter, the Parler, all of that at Instagram, at Chicks on Right. And if you are virulently opposed to Facebook, which I know a lot of people are, we are hoping to eventually migrate all of our folks to Locals. And you can find us at locals.com. Chicks on the Right is our community there. And that is also going to be an insider, if you will, community that we're hoping to build up within the next couple of months. We're going to be posting some exclusive content there just for subscribers. So really hoping to build up that platform once we can dedicate all of our time to our Chicks on the Right endeavors.
In February, coming soon. So you guys have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye!
Biden's latest poll numbers are worse than ever. The backlog at California ports just keeps getting worse. And Kamala Harris turns in another dumpster fire of an interview. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, the bad, and the crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.